This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Seven tornadoes touched down Friday night across Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. It brings the weekly total to 14 in southeastern Wisconsin. Flooding does remain a concern in areas with crews monitoring rivers and low-lying areas. Water has started to recede slightly. Flooding from the Fox River led to rescues and road closures, including in Salem Lakes, where three people were saved from a surrounded home. Crews had to use a boat to reach them Saturday. One person was taken for medical evaluation. We're still trying to learn more about a 57-year-old woman dying in a boating accident on Lake Geneva last week. It happened Thursday after she fell into a propeller near a dock. Police say the boat operator is cooperating and that alcohol is not believed to be a factor. And Gateway Technical College is continuing its search for a new president. One finalist withdrew from the process last week. The remaining three candidates will meet with the community this week as the college looks ahead to its future leadership. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. Please throw a ball great, but we didn't make a play for him, and I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good. I think he learned something today about it.
NBA 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of 3 finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny this morning with clouds gradually increasing through the afternoon. Our high today, 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 70. It will be cooler on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.